This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Pakistan, where Pakistan is sending trans people to volunteer at Mecca. The trans people will be able to serve as Hajj volunteers as long as the gender on their passports is either male or female only. So Hajj is the annual pilgrimage to the Islamic holy city of Mecca. Muslims who are financially and physically capable must undertake this once in their lifetime in Saudi Arabia. It is scheduled to run in August this year. The trans people will make up a team of more than 150 volunteers from Boy Scout groups across Pakistan.
All volunteers have to do a physical and medical test. The Pakistan Boy Scouts Association then sends a list of successful candidates to the Federal Ministry of Religious Affairs and Interfaith Harmony for approval.
The Pakistani trans organisation Blue Veins says this is quite a breakthrough.
It is a game changer and can significantly improve the social acceptance of transgender youth in our society, said Blue Veins programmer coordinator Kumar Nasim.
And now over to Tonga, where an LGBTI youth shelter has been devastated by Cyclone Geeta. The Category 5 Cyclone Geeta, which tore through the South Pacific island of Tonga, was like having an Airbus land on your front lawn. One of the most powerful cyclones to hit Tonga, it has caused thousands of dollars in damage, including wiping out the national parliament. Experts estimate it could take years to rebuild the damaged properties. The Tonga Lettuce Association runs a drop-in centre and shelter for LGBT youth rejected by their families and communities. Cyclone Geeta heavily damaged the centre, ripping off its roof.
TLA members and volunteers are working full steam ahead to provide support for people who have lost their homes. A vital crowdfunding website has been set up to ask people to donate to help rebuild the shelter.
And the funds raised will go towards building materials, delivery of food and medical and other essential supplies. We've popped a link on our Facebook page, W3Joy, if you'd like to be a part of that.
Now over to Qatar. Football charity Pride in Football is to meet with the Football Association to discuss plans for keeping LGBTI fans safe during the 2022 Qatar World Cup. The Alliance of LGBTI Football Fans is meeting with FA's Greg Clark after the football charity organisation blasted the association for meeting bosses in Qatar, which was one of the worst violators of LGBT rights in the world. After the organisation emailed their concerns, the charity chair, Di Cunningham, said that their plea was recognised and that they were due to meet the FA chair, Greg Clark, in the coming week. It is hopeful that the association will raise human rights and homophobia issues with the Qatar Football Association.
So I think this Qatar World Cup has had controversy written on it from the start.
And so hopefully this will go in the right direction and will be a good bit of leverage.
Now, back in Indonesia, we've been covering stories out of Indonesia, anti-LGBT stories over the past few weeks. This week, unfortunately, is no exception. Indonesia's Depok City has set up an anti-LGBT task force to, quote, stop the spread of LGBTI people. Depok City, which is a satellite city about 40 kilometres south of Jakarta, the capital, has followed in the footsteps of other provinces in West Java in taking this because they believe LGBTI people are immoral.
Well, I believe they're immoral, but anyway, let's not get bogged down.
Indeed, the task force is made up of social workers, police and civil society groups where they are tasked with, again, quote, anticipating the spread of LGBTI people and coaching them. Even though homosexuality is not illegal in Indonesia, the LGBT community has faced unprecedented crackdown, particularly over the last 12 to 18 months. There have been many attacks on LGBT groups, and last month in Deepak, two men were arrested for allegedly making a sex video and posting it online.
Are you getting very concerned about Indonesia, Matt?
It's one of the worst places in the world, I'd say, at the moment to be LGBTI.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's worth a little bit of discussion that our LGBTI community here in Australia, you know,
they're so close.
They're so close, and Bali is such a popular holiday spot, I would consider, just on moral grounds, boycotting the place. But, I mean, just now it's starting to become safety grounds. I would be tending to want to boycott the place.
That's actually something I'd be interested in hearing what our listeners have to say. Is a boycott going to be better or worse if people started boycotting Bali? Message us in 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Now, in brief, New Zealand, a lesbian couple have become the first same-sex couple known to tie the knot during a pride parade in the country.
In the USA, President Donald Trump is looking to cut funding to HIV/AIDS programs, which activists say could cause 300,000 deaths a year.
That is vile tragedy, that one. A cosmetic company, Lush, has dedicated a new bath bomb to trans rights.
And in the Philippines, Filipino president says don't use condoms because they're, quote, not pleasurable. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.